you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream 24/7. My nose itches. Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
Receive it this, baby.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about. Lots of e-turds to fling. That's not beer. That's a sparkling. What is that? A raspberry?
Yeah, it's so good.
Raspberry mango? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Dasani?
Right. Thank you, Mom. It's delicious.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're join us on social media and everything, etc., etc.
Sorry, I didn't know you were about to say your
name. My name's Pat. I didn't know you were about to say wee. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and holy shit, I just listened to Rachel Maddow, and
you rat bastards.
Yes, if you voted for Donald Trump, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking moron.
Yeah,
honestly,
so
what a fuck.
So much to talk about.
God, what a bunch of tools in this fucking country. Good God.
When he walked out to, basically blow up our foreign policy in the Middle East. Try to pull scrub the last of the black fingerprints off of the planet.
Oh, yay.
When he dropped out of the Iran deal. Which I'm sure is going to be the headlines when we flip over those soon. Presently.
Yes.
The look on his face, that fucked up kind of Mussolini head back, chin out kind of look at me, I'm a badass kind of thing. It's just, he sickens me.
He is everything bad. He's everything bad. I mean, I wouldn't want those qualities in an acquaintance that I rarely see, much less my fucking president. And he's not my president, by the way. He's a so-called president. This motherfucker wasn't fucking elected.
Well, he was. But sadly, he had an assist.
He was elected by rules for slave owners back in the day. That's how he was elected, right?
Sure.
I mean, you know.
Got to keep South Carolina happy.
Shit.
What do you mean them Northerners are going to have more vote than me?
God damn it, you racist fucking dickhead evangelicals. Well, you're going to drive this planet into World War III with your dipshit.
Well, and
this is
a couple knuckle deep prostate massage to them.
Ooh, yes.
Also, because this will help bring about their end times, right?
Right.
Don't they have when the walls of Methuselah are breached by the Corinthians?
Yes.
And
two Corinthians
go into a bar.
Go fuck yourself.
Something to do with when Jerusalem is reunited, really? Or some shit like that. But and who also doesn't. Need to hit the spank bank of porn tonight. All they have to do is envision bombs flying over into Iran. But Bibi fucking Netanyahu and those nutballs.
Yeah.
He did a PowerPoint last week. A fucking PowerPoint showing how the evil Iranians
have gone and done.
Apparently my spreadsheet has updated.
Oh, okay.
The software, because a really
wonderful
an odd large green dot just appeared in the middle of the screen. Says new.
A big green dot.
Very strange.
I read somewhere that right after, as soon as he backs out of this Iran deal, Israel's going on high military alert because they think Iran's going to attack them or what the fuck ever.
Iran's not going to attack them.
Shit.
Rouhani, the Iranian press. Well, we should go to the headline right away. But Rouhani, the Iranian press, has already issued a statement.
Yay.
Pretending, I mean, we know that the Iranians are heinous, but he's pretending to be the adult in the room. And he said, well, okay. So now he could have said, fuck you all, death to America. But
Trump did that for us.
He's saying, well, okay. Now instead of 5+1, it's 5.
What does that mean?
The JCOA, the Joint Cannabis on Acid Conference.
I don't know what that is.
It was the deal, the Iran deal, the JCOA.
Oh, okay.
They said it was 5+1 or something like that. I don't know why they had it that way. Why not just say 6? We can add.
What is 6? The countries?
How many countries were involved? Okay. It was the Iran.
Right.
Maybe they were the +1.
Yes.
And 5 other countries were our friends in France. Emmanuel Macron already has tweeted, well, that's unfortunate.
Right.
Saying we, the Germans, and I don't know who the fuck, somebody else, find it unfortunate that the United States is backing out of this deal. We find it unfortunate.
Are we just going to sit here and just like be like, okay, Trump's really not trying to start World War III. He's just trying to undo what Obama did.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that we should assume that. I think we should assume this motherfucker is about to do some bad shit. Why not? Why would you assume anything less from this dickhead?
But I guess Rouhani said, well, okay, let's see what the sane people still in the agreement have to say.
Yes.
And this could, again, fuck us by driving yet another wedge between us and our buds. Because Europe might be like, well, you know, they adhered to the deal. We're going to stick with the deal. And if we stick with the deal, this will prevent them from getting nukes.
Right.
And then, so if they're doing, Trump threatened today, anybody doing business is going to be subject to our sanctions. Is he telling the rest of the world, you better not? Is he telling our allies that are in this JCOA, you better deal with Iran without us, or you're going to feel my wrath too?
Because in that deal, other countries are allowed to do business with Iran, right?
It got rid of the horrible sanctions, which Trump announced he's slamming right back, the fullest sanctions immediately.
So he's saying anyone that adheres to the deal and does business with Iran,
I would think,
he's going to what? Punish or something?
They're subject to sanctions too. No. No American exports for you.
Listen, I'm just saying this guy has put these crazy ass fucking war hawks in the goddamn White House. This fucking Mattis, Bolton, all these fucking military loons. What's his face? Pompeo?
Mattis argued against it.
Well,
Mattis said stay in the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still a big fat fucking hawk, though.
And McMaster's gone. The sane people he got rid of.
Yeah.
So who did he replace him with? Pompeo.
And
fucking
John Bolton.
Brushface.
Yeah. I think we should expect. If you're going to do all that shit, why wouldn't our country just start bombing people? Why wouldn't we just get into any it just sounds like that's what he wants.
Well, he wants to drop the big one, too.
Yeah.
He's itching. What is that?
He wants to nuke Iran or something?
Anything. He said during the campaign, why have we got him if we're not going to use him?
Listen,
he's
anybody.
Itching.
Listen, progressives, you vote for anybody. I know it doesn't matter. Maybe you don't have a voice, but don't vote for these fucking guys he puts up for these positions. Don't vote for my. Why did people vote for Mike Pompeo?
What, you mean in the Senate?
Yeah, yeah. Why confirming?
Because they knew it was a losing
proposition.
And like Manchin, if Blankenship doesn't win today, which fingers crossed, but if Blankenship doesn't win, then Manchin may have a tough race against either of those establishment-ish Republicans.
Yeah. It just sends a message to the rest of the fucking world that our government is behind this. Everybody in our government supports Schittler. If you vote to support Mike Pompeo as your Secretary of State, you're saying, yeah, let's go to war. Because that's who the fuck he is. It's fucked up.
The headline... Oh, did I do the headline thing?
Yes, I think so.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, May the 8th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
I, man.
It was about Brian Stelter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's CNN, the entertainment reporter. It's CNN.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everyone that humanized Schittler during that fucking election, suck my dick.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal certainly has a picture of Don Jay giving his proclamation.
Oh, God.
It says New World Disorder.
Right.
Trump ditches deal. Trump will violate the Iran nuclear deal, vows to reimpose sanctions. President Donald Trump announced today the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
Yes. Wow. That sounds
six
serious.
Countries, and they came up with that.
Yeah. Well, God, I don't know.
The U.S. will not extend waivers on sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program, effectively ending our compliance with the 2015 international agreement.
The only reason he's doing this, right, is just to...
Black fingerprints.
Not to get support from his fucking base.
Well, that's white frosting.
Got it.
Right on top.
What? He is the worst person. He really is. He's the worst.
And because I promised it during the campaign. I promised it. The Iran deal is the worst deal ever.
I mean, and what does Al-Qaeda do? What does fucking ISIS do with this? Hey, look, you can't trust the U.S. Hey,
all
look, they hate the Middle East.
Kim Jong-un. Why should Kim Jong-un sign anything?
I don't know.
That Donald Trump isn't next year going to decide, fuck it, I don't like this deal. I went out.
Why would Schittler not want to deal with Iran, but want to deal with North Korea?
Because Obama.
God. This doesn't make any sense. Even for a Republican, this is absolutely bonkers.
Well, and he lied. The first thing he cited was Bibi.
Right.
President Netanyahu last week presented irrefutable evidence of their past pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Not since the fucking deal.
Right.
Well, is it that what we're concerned about?
They gave up like 97% of all of their nuke jizz.
Nuke jizz? They got nuke jizz over there? We need that nuke jizz contained. By the way, the plus one per mod gone is Germany.
Oh, Germany.
Nine. All gone.
Obama even spoke up.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Said walking away from the JCPOA turns our back on America's closest allies.
Oopsie.
And an agreement that our country's leading diplomats, scientists, and intelligence professionals negotiated.
Great. Yay. Perfect.
European officials.
Yes.
Who urged Trump to uphold the deal, to which he said, fuck you.
Right.
Condemned the decision. French President Emmanuel Macron.
This is so stupid.
Tweeted, Shortly, I know. It's just
what
a shit
is
show.
The
it's
fucking
a shit show.
Point of this?
Emmanuel Macron said, we will work collectively on a broader framework covering nuclear activity the post-2025 period, ballistic activity.
You smell of elderberries!
And stability in the Middle East, notably Syria, Yemen, and Iraq.
What did they say in Monty Python? What did the French say that was so funny?
I fart in your general direction, son of a silly person. I unclog my nose at you. I wave my private parts at your aunties.
Yeah. Hey, Trump! You should be a benevolent dictator back in the Middle Ages when nobody could fucking read. It would have been perfect for you. God.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Right. Right. He is. He sucks.
Mayor of Paris. So, I mean, you know, that's it. I mean, that's all we can really say is he proudly displayed his memo that he signed with his big old stupid pointy signature, which,
ooh, yes.
If you look at it, it looks like a Klan rally, like tall.
Oh, yeah.
There's tall Klan members and short Klan members. It's all
even his
pointy.
Writing. Yeah. Even his penmanship is fucking racist. Perfect. Why does he? I'm sorry. I fucked up. Obama. I'm like, why does he hate Iran more than North Korea? Obama. The yes. Obama Iran deal. Yes. I keep fucking forgetting. You know why? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said after, how do you say yes in
Iran?
In Persian.
Iranese.
Yes. After Trump's announcement that Iran will continue its commitment to the deal and negotiate with the remaining countries. If those talks fail, he said, Iran could once again begin enriching uranium. So,
yay!
Fuck to the U.
Why? Did we do this?
And I saw a story over the weekend, I think it was, that you know, this isn't going to be Iraq, where we skip in there and kick the living shit out of them and skip easily out.
Right.
The Iranians are badasses. And short of whipping out and carpet bombing the entire country with nukes, which I'm sure is what Trump wants on the table.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's just not going to be that easy.
Is Trump going to declare mission accomplished and land on a carrier with his big fucking balls sticking out of the flight harness or whatever?
Don't forget their buds of Russia.
So Russia is going to help them, right?
And then I don't know what it boils down to. If you think Russia is going to allow a war into their buddies Iran's place?
No.
Do you think Russia is going to protect them?
Russia. I think.
So tell me again how Hillary was going to start a war? Tell me again. Snowflakes.
You're making me rage. God, you fucking racist idiot dickbags. You fuckheads. Oh, my God. If you were a Bernie bro, God, I'm just astounded how the Bernie bros could not vote for Hillary, but it's not even, it's just, but like,
don't ask me, talk to,
what do you guys like best about World War III, you fuck
Susan
faces?
Susan Sarandon, she's sticking sticking to her guns.
If you ask,
and, Jimmy Dore,
right? If you went back in time and asked somebody who survived the bombing at Nagasaki, and he said, what would be better than having an atomic bomb dropped on you? And they would say anything. Even a shitty deal. Even the shittiest deal on the fucking planet is better than another country with nuclear weapons and more of a chance for somebody to use one. Anything's better than that. Am I stupid?
No.
God.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo. It's, I'm sure the Drudge Report, I don't know. They may be touching their weenie wrinkles over it.
Oh, yes. That's my weenie wrinkle.
All red, all caps, Trump nukes Iran deal. Oh, you see, look how funny they are.
Who said that?
Drudge.
That's not funny. You know why that's not funny? Because some dickheads are going to read that and think that Trump is going to nuke somebody. Stupid.
Trump nukes Iran deal, and it leads over to the Associated Press. Trump declares U.S. leaving horrible. Horrible.
I hate him. I mean, what an idiot.
God, he really had his asshole face on through this whole thing.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I really did. Like, every picture of him.
I'm a big man.
Is all, look at, I'm serious. Prune face Trump.
I think we have to start, I mean, you know, it's not the right thing to do, but damn, I mean, should we just start asking Trump what he wants? Like just ask him. He likes to make deals. Hey, what would it take? Mueller, do this. Go to Trump, go to the White House and say, hey, what would...
I want to be declared the best president ever, better than Barack Obama.
Do you think... Okay, fine. I just did that. Congratulations.
I want Joe Arpaio to be able to present his proof.
Okay, we can do that. You want Joe Arpaio to have a little party thingamabobber where he gets to prove how Obama was born in Kenya? Okay. What does it take to have him resign, do you think? And what, we get Pence? It doesn't matter. Would Pence have backed out of this fucking deal?
No.
But he I can see how that religious fucknut could be into this. He loves Israel, right?
Yeah, well, but I think he would still also recognize that it wasn't 100% perfect deal, but that's what deals are.
You think Pence is
that's what deals are.
Is a and maniac at any
ultimately,
level?
Ultimately, there's that level of who the fuck are we to tell another country whether they can have a nuke or not. It's us being the big dicked bully saying we can have as many as we want.
Yes.
But none for you.
And it's crazy.
And
right.
None of us should have them. They should all go bye-bye.
We don't need them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he said the really frustrating thing about this is that Trump's presidency, he keeps doing what he said he was going to do in the election. And when Chris Matthews asked him, would you bomb France and whatever he said with a nuke? I wouldn't take it off the table or whatever the fuck he said.
I don't take anything off the table. And Chris Matthews is like, you'd bomb Paris? You'd bomb Europe?
Well, I mean, I would like to think he wouldn't, but I'm not going to be one of these idiots that's not going to believe him anymore with shit like that. Because he's doing what he's fulfilling his campaign promises.
Yeah.
It's nuts. If we went to him and say, hey, Trump, put us back in the Iran deal and we'll give you that fucking idiot fucking wall. Would he do that? Would he trade the Iran deal for the motherfucking wall?
Yeah, I bet he would.
Oh, God.
I bet he might.
Can we just, you know what we could do? Because he didn't want to go see that wall. He didn't want to go down to our border. Just send him pictures and tell him it's a wall. Tell him there's a wall down there. It's a big fucking wall,
Trump. He wants to go down there.
Face on it.
He wants to go down there and have
take him to another
him,
wall.
Right?
He won't know. That dickhead doesn't know shit. Take him to a wall. Take him to any old wall. Say, hey, here's the wall you built. Mexico's on the other side.
That's Mexico over there?
Yes. It's actually like North Dakota. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Do it like, what was that movie? Blazing Saddles. Create a fake wall with aluminum Mexican people over the side that he can shoot at.
Like Westworld.
Oh, yeah. Oh, send him. He's the kind of guy that goes to
Westworld. Spoiler alert, yeah.
That goes to Westworld, right? He wants to go to Westworld.
Well, I would go to Westworld, but I wouldn't go to Westworld.
Hook up with some hookers
he
can
beat
and shoot and stab.
The less than one out of three Americans, by the way, support us bailing out of the Iran deal. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Less than one in three Americans love Donald Trump and support him. So, of course, that makes fucking sense. We're being held hostage.
Yeah, yeah.
To...
Our system is failing us.
We're being held hostage to this fucking minority of lunatics.
If I hear one more fucking pundit on TV saying our system, we will be able to weather the Trump storm, they need to suck a dick because this is not going well. All these justices that he's put, all these judges that he's given appointments to,
you're
fucking chipping away at his rights. We are delusional if we think our system is working. We're out of our fucking mind.
You got to start looking into
impeaching
these judges and scrutinize the fuck out of them. I'm serious. This is where we need the press.
Yes.
Local press more than ever. Get up the pee holes of these horrible judges I was going to say, you know, in my head, I switched from dick hole to pee hole because I was thinking, but there's no women. He hasn't appointed any.
Right.
He's appointed white middle-aged men, like 40s and 50s. So they're going to be around a long fucking time to these lifetime achievement or lifetime benches.
He's fucking destroying our country. The people in his cabinet positions are destroying whatever they're in charge of. Ben Carson sucks. Scott Pruitt's a piece of shit. They're all fucking everything up.
29% of adults wanted to end the deal with Iran.
Yes.
29%. So what happened today?
I don't know.
We ended the deal with Iran.
But yeah.
90-something percent of people support universal background checks before you buy a gun.
We don't have that.
How do we have those?
No, we do not.
90-something percent of people support closing the gun show loophole.
Yeah.
Which is BT Dubs.
Right.
Somebody, if you're a dealer and you go to a gun show, you got to run a background check. If you claim to be Cletus emptying out your trunk and look me, I'm selling my personal guns.
Because it doesn't hurt to get shot with someone's personal gun.
I bought me
gun.
A table. I'm selling my dozens of personal guns. Then you don't have to run a background check. It's a Craigslist sale, basically.
We have to fix it. I guess we're not going to fix it.
Which, by the way, if I want to sell you my car.
Right.
I have to sign something and to hand it to Big Brother.
Yeah.
The evil government.
God.
But not with guns.
Not with guns. Fuck it.
So obviously our representative government is having issues.
It doesn't work.
If 29% of people only said we should get out of this deal and the rest of the people were like, well, no, that doesn't mean you should get out. I mean, or that you shouldn't do anything. There were parts where they said, yeah, we should renegotiate this. We should get something else and negotiate with them about the ballistic missile tests. Get them to stop that shit.
Right.
And sticking their wheelies in what's going on in Beirut or in, in Lebanon and stuff. Or not in Beirut, in Syria.
Syria?
And stuff.
But now we don't have anything. See, that's the crazy thing. Now, yeah, okay, Trump was pissed about the ballistic missiles. But now there's nothing.
Correct.
That's like complaining. I don't have enough money in the bank. You know what? I'm gonna get rid of all my money now. Now I don't have any money. It's dumb. It's dumb. Hey, progressives, you Dems in the fucking House and the Congress, are you thinking outside the box? You thinking what you can do to subvert this? Are you too busy being polite? Oh my God.
I don't know what they're doing.
Do something. Fucking do something. You know, I mean, it's at the expense of people of the country. I mean, the system works fine right now if you're white.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Did you want to go get coffee?
Oh, fuck,
I could do
yes.
The social media stuff. Don't forget, if you want to also, oh, sure, thank you. Go to our social medias at Crab Diving on the Twitter, on the Instagram, at Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. And don't forget, you can also join our wonderful, warm, fuzzy community over at the Facebook, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. And as always, buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon or Audible. I'm still listening to, well, I finished the Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury. And I was thinking about downloading Comey's new book. Thank you, sir. I might do that one next, like one of the Comey books, or the Comey book.
Sorry.
How you doing?
Trying to get around all this bullshit. What's the name of Comey's book? It's a boring fucking title, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember. Damn. Fuck Trump.
There better be some interesting shit. Does he read the audio version?
No, I would think no.
Get like a Kurt Russell or a fucking
I wish
Christian Slater.
You know, Kate Blanchett would have read Hillary's or something or someone, because no offense,
yes,
who should be Madam President,
oh,
but
my God.
Goddamn,
World War III,
not the most scintillating read. I'm just saying.
I would like to have a less scintillating country. I mean, you know, the news is bizarre. This that black cube shit and all that other crap, all the, you know,
I don't know. I just saw a picture of Stormy Daniels. Oh, I did see this story. Those are your headlines anyway.
Oh, so yes.
Let's get right to this.
Congratulations, America.
Stormy. Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
Has done an interview.
Yes.
With Penthouse Magazine.
Right.
And there are some new revelations.
Yes.
She, let's see, at a strip club in Fort Lauderdale, mm-hmm. Daniels recalls coming face to face. Oh, wait, she's making money now on her Make America Horny Again tour.
What the fuck, man?
She said that wasn't her choice of names. At a strip club.
It's fine.
Strip club in Fort Lauderdale, Daniels recalls coming face to face with a huge crowd of gay men clutching bags of Cheetos and offered to pay her $20 to stomp Cheetos into the ground. Money was exchanged, Cheetos were scattered, and the hardworking porn star turned international news story, ground them to orange powder beneath her high-heeled stripper shoes.
God, who the fuck?
There was a group of gay men with bags of Cheetos, and they were like, Stormy, we'll give you $20 to smash these Cheetos.
God damn.
They probably took video of it.
Right, it's probably funny.
What the hell is $20?
Yeah.
Let's see. When asked by the interviewer if sex with Trump was, quote, good sex.
Come on. I mean, is there any way on I don't know. God. No way. Mr. President, did you fuck her good? I mean, I don't know.
Daniels replied, what do you think?
Well, and then it's like, he's done. Oh, my God. Stormy Daniels has Donald Trump inside of her. And then he's like, oh, let me get out my wallet.
She was asked. Then they asked her, and the penis wasn't big.
Oh, my God. what did she say?
She said, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, or yeah, it was. It wasn't big.
Further asked to compare his penis size to his fingers.
Okay. I think the deep state needs to come out and make her stop this shit, because this is the kind of crap that people like Donald Trump are like, okay, you made a joke about my dick? I'm blowing up some shit, baby. Fuck this.
I got your big dick right here.
Yeah, I'm going to launch a nuke. Great. Thank you.
Do you want the answer to?
Yes, I do.
When asked to compare his penis size to his fingers, Daniels said, I don't want to shame anyone.
But...
left it at that.
Oh, shit. Oh, come on, Stormy. Come on. Just say, which finger?
She answered.
Yeah.
I don't want to shame anyone.
It's the pinky.
So there you go.
That's funny.
Everyone's been waiting for the confirmation that Trump's got a tiny little peck and Johnson.
Right. 9.
God,
who knew? Do you think Stormy Daniels, when she was growing up, she knew that she would be... you know, in the center of some controversy about our treasonous fucking racist president?
Well, after making 200 fuck movies, you think that she would think that she was going to be famous for something else? Which is fine, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Park away. Make your paper, boo.
I mean, ideally, it would have been great if she had not been known for this.
Still waiting. How many porn stars and penthouse pets and stuff like that have sued Obama?
All of them. I don't know. None.
I forgot.
I mean, I don't even know who was in his government. I know Joe Biden was his vice president. John Kerry was his secretary of state for a bit. Hillary. Honestly, once you get past that, I can't name a whole lot
of
people.
You remember the secretary of labor?
Or HUD? No.
Under Obama.
I know the one for HUD for Trump. It's Ben fucking Carson.
Well, yeah, we know everybody in Trump's cabinet because it's the heinous seven dwarves.
Does it bother anyone else out there that Trump sits in his White House, he golfs most of the time, and when he's not golfing, he's doing everything he can to start World War III? It's like we're at the whim of Iran, whether or not shit is going to start blowing up. Do you know what I mean?
There's
some birds out there.
Bird war going on. The birds have discovered the bird bath in a big way.
And
there was a mourning dove that was sharing the bird bath with a blue jay.
Right.
And then another fucking blue jay just came and poked the mourning dove in the back and sent it away.
I think the mourning dove is the bully. I've seen those doves be dickheads.
Assholes, yeah.
To other birds.
White supremacists.
Oh, yes.
Of the bird, of the avian world.
All blue jays matter, maybe. I don't know.
Blue lives matter.
Blue lives. No. God damn it. Well, that guy on the bicycle didn't have a fucking baby with him today. What gives, dude? Where'd you leave the baby? In the car?
So, yesterday, we talked about how First Lady Melania Trump, there's so many things wrong with this. I mean, we know that English is not even her third or fourth language, and that's amazing that she's a polyglot and speaks a bunch of languages, but
yes,
you know, be best. I don't know, be the best. It just seems like,
right,
they're making fun of how non-English speakers sometimes drop our articles,
and
which
I
understand.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Be Best program or anything going on at the White House is in the spirit of what people would think of as being the best. It should be the shittiest.
Well, and the whole neck snapping, I don't know, irony bullshittery of yesterday.
Yes,
was that not long after Melania's waft had left the Rose Garden or wherever the hell she was, Jeff Bosesh was giving a press conference and an announcement down near the border, at the border wall, basically saying that the United States will now be separating the children from the parents of people that cross the border. Babies, toddlers.
Why?
If you illegally smuggle a child, that child will be taken away from you. They're trying to make it. Meanwhile, these are refugees. These are people who don't want to get killed down in Honduras.
This is where.
Or Ecuador.
Yeah. This is where Republicans don't have a sense of empathy. I can't imagine. I mean, so let's say you're coming from Honduras. You're escaping, I don't know, sexual violence. Somebody's assaulting you. The gang violence. Who the fuck knows? You're taking your child and you're running across the border to another country. There's dire circumstances.
Yeah.
So, like, you're going to put somebody in jail for that?
Give me that baby, Mexican.
What the fuck?
No baby for you.
It's ridiculous.
Do you want to?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hear a little bit of the KKK Keebler elf.
Oh, is this Gollum? I mean, isn't this guy supposed to, didn't he lie to Congress? Doesn't he need to go away?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes. He lied to Congress and he needs to go away.
Shit.
I don't know why the,
it's not loading. Maybe Jeff.
If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggled.
Now, can you hear in the background? Somebody's got a megaphone and they're yelling, this racist regime. It's a protester.
Right.
And at one point, it gets pretty loud. Jeff Bozzese even stops for a moment. But this is a protester yelling, you're a racist, your racist policies, your evil regime, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the truth.
It's not in well, it is in the spirit of our country. It very much is in the spirit of our country right now. This makes sense.
God, and he's got this creepy little smile on his face when he's saying this. He's hard.
He loves
it. He's turgid down below from the fact that he can say, "If you bring, I'm going to talk about bagging and tagging some more brown people."
What? I just...
They're just horrible, un-Christian assholes. And they all pretend to be Christians, which is right. The funny part.
And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. This is not a surprise that this is happening with who this is in charge.
Right.
It's not a surprise.
Execute you. It's that simple. If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law. If you make false statements to an immigration officer or file a fraudulent asylum claim, that's a felony. If you help others do so, that's a felony also. You're going to the jail. So if you're going to come to this country, come here legally. Don't come here.
Do you have a soul? Do you have a soul? The protester is...
He lied at his confirmation hearing about Russia, right?
I don't have no meetings with no Russians.
So
what about that time
that?
You did? Oh, well, that time.
What's worse, our attorney general lying to the Senate in a confirmation hearing or someone fleeing prosecution? But they're not. Why is it? Is there evidence that people are lying when they're stating their case, why they're fleeing oppressive regimes? I mean,
oh, yeah. They think that they're coming here just to suck the teat of the state.
They're takers.
And they're not leaving anything dangerous or any situation. They just say they're leaving danger. They just want to come here and get on welfare right away and take my job.
God. Hey, Jeff Bozzese, think about it like this. What if evil Hillary, President Benghazi had won and she was elected? And like you told the country and all the Republicans that Hillary was going to come for your guns and come for your freedom and all this shit. And you were forced to leave Hillary's oppressive regime because you're afraid that you're going to be put in jail for being a conservative. Like some of these fucking right wing nut job radio hosts said, and you had to flee our country and seek asylum and say Honduras. I mean, how would you feel if you got arrested?
Right.
I don't know. I'm just trying to put this in terms maybe they would understand.
They can't because they're still brown.
God.
Illegally. In order to carry out these important policies, I have sent 30.
I think he's addressing the ICE agents and everything, saying,
yeah,
why do you want to work for this administration? Why? This is the protester I'm talking about.
He's right.
Why do you want to enforce these policies?
I mean, at some point, people working for this fucking government, I mean, I know people need jobs and shit, but at some point, don't you have to say,
building bridges for the government? How about repaving our streets? How about our infrastructure? That would be awesome.
But are these ICE guys? They're like working for Hitler.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure they attract the best. I'm sure all the ICE guys are just like the cops. They're hiring these roided out lunatics with shaved heads.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. Like, there must be something we could do. There must be something.
Policies. I have sent 35 prosecutors to the southwest border and moved 18 immigration judges to the border. These are supervisory immigration judges that don't have existing caseloads and will be able to function full time on moving these cases. There will be about a 50% increase in the number of immigration judges who will be handling asylum claims.
But they're judges sent by him, right?
Yeah.
So how are they going to hear these asylum claims? They're going to say, oh, you were fleeing gang violence?
I don't believe you that your brother was killed. I don't believe you. After they take your kid away and separate your kid from you.
It sucks. I mean, could you imagine? Then what happens to these kids? Do they go in foster care in the States? Are they allowed in the States? Or are they sent back to their country?
Oh, they send them back, too.
The kids?
I think, yeah.
With who?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
What is wrong with us? I mean, really?
Or maybe you can have your kid when you leave. When we deport you, we'll give you your kid back.
This shit will stop when white progressives start getting uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Because the brown people... Yeah, well, the brown people and the gay people will feel Trump worse than the white people. And as soon as the white people start feeling it, shit will change.
Right.
And it hasn't gotten there yet. It hasn't gotten there.
Well, a little bit. Like, if he makes a deal on DACA, they're going to lose their tiny little racist minds.
Right. No, I mean, like, when do the white progressives
start
doing something other than, like, coming out and voting is good and all this other shit is good, but if you start to pull back and look at what we are participating in, a shit regime. This is shit. This is not what we want. We got a guy, we're just gonna let him start World War III. We got an attorney general just lying. We're just gonna let our brown friends and family get deported. We're gonna stand by and let that happen. And what, we vote? I mean, it's crazy.
The Roger Stone was on MSNBC today. I thought he had previously been banned from MSNBC, but
wow,
he was on with Andrea Mitchell today.
Is it just me? Lying. Did Andrea fucking softball the guy?
She asked him some tough questions. She's just not. You know, just kind of, sometimes she accepts the answers, whereas, you know, Matthews would have beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a liar, you know. The treasonous fucking liar.
So there's also this other story about Scott Pruitt.
There can't be anything else. I mean, what else? What other story could there be on this guy?
Well, this is...
Come on.
This is bizarre. This is... The allegation is that Scott Pruitt, you know, our current EPA administrator, you would think he ran the CIA for all the security he's got and all that stuff.
Why not have him run the CIA? That's a good point.
So Scott Pruitt allegedly... Hugh Hewitt? Scott Pruitt and Hugh Hewitt?
Yeah, yeah. Hugh Hewitt is a dickhead from Fox. Am I right?
MSNBC. Is
he not a dickhead?
No, he's a dickhead. He's a right-wing radio dude.
Oh, okay.
So the story is that... this is from Politico.
Politico.
Pruitt fast-tracked California cleanup after Hugh Hewitt brokered a meeting.
Right.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt placed a polluted California area on his personal priority list of Superfund sites targeted for immediate and intense action.
Oh, my God.
After conservative radio and television host Hugh Hewitt brokered a meeting between him and lawyers for the water district that was seeking federal help in Orange County.
Okay. A bunch of fucking Republicans in Southern California.
Think of all the money we can make if we can get the government to clean up, to give us money to clean up a place that some capitalist diddles raped to the land that they fucking destroyed.
Hey, Kate.
And now the fucking goddamn fucking taxpayers have to pay for it.
Hey, Kate, give Flint, Michigan a call. See if their situation is squared away. We want to make sure the rich people in Orange County are okay. What about Flint?
Hewitt, remarkably, on his radio show, Ryan, has been one of Pruitt's staunchest defenders amidst a raft of ethics controversies around his expensive travel, security team spending, and a cheap Washington condo rental from a lobbyist. And what we found out the other day, that when he was a state senator in Oklahoma,
yes,
that he bought a house with a lobbyist.
How do you defend this guy? Even if you're an evil fucknut, and logically, how do you defend him? Other than saying, listen, I'm totally evil. I support Scott Pruitt. I don't know. I'm from the Cobra side of the G.I. Joe cartoons or some shit like that. I'm pure fucking evil. Fuck you. I don't understand how you... I mean, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Hugh Hewitt lives...
Yes. Oh, in Orange County.
In Orange County.
Oh, my God. You fucking dirtbags.
And his son, James, works in the EPA press office.
Oh, shit, guys. It's like somebody had an inside track. So let me understand this. The EPA looks out for the environment, the environmental concerns of rich white people.
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. You guys going to put that on your website now?
Pruitt. Was emailed by Hewitt, setting up a meeting between the Orange County Water District, blah blah blah
blah blah blah. That's how Trump reads everything, by the way. He gets like read. The first sentence, yeah, like blah blah blah, I want a Kit Kat.
6 weeks after the meeting, the Orange County North Basin site appeared on Pruitt's list of 21 contaminated areas to address.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't Flint, Michigan need to be on that fucking list or no? Is that not a, do you know what I mean? Is it, are they cleaned up or fixed or what's going on? They still have fucked up water?
It says environmental advocates have worried the Pruitt's efforts to identify Superfund priority sites would bypass the process set up by Congress to ensure cleanup resources are divided fairly and that he could focus on sites seen as important to his political supporters.
That's what?
Wow. Gosh, you think they would do that?
That is so evil. At what point do we... Okay, so we're going to investigate that. At what point is there so much shit to investigate? We need Batman. We need the Justice League to fly into the White House with Wonder Woman's invisible fucking jet and empty out the joint. And we need Superman to take over, or some fucking body. I don't know. Professor X. We need Black Panther. That's the truth. We need Black Panther.
Senior Director for Strategic Planning at the Environmental Defense Fund.
Yes.
LG Holstein,
okay,
said the connection to Hewitt's not a surprise. Quote, the biggest fear we have is that, number one, the administrator's political priorities and personal ambitions, become the primary criteria for action under this program instead of science and health. Of course it's not going to be science and health and what's best for the country. Of course it's going to be best for what is one of the most blatantly corrupt administrators I've ever seen in my 87 years on the planet.
I can't even tell you every scandal that the EPA has going on. Cone of silence. Is that a scandal or is it just part of a scandal? He's got a security force. He fired a security guard for not using the goddamn siren.
Bulletproof seat covers on his brand new expensive SUV that he didn't need.
Isn't the SUV in the outside is not bulletproof?
Oh, too, sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Then why the fuck?
Once they get through, apparently.
You need I've seen movies, so many movies, where there's bulletproof glass, and you got to shoot a lot of bullets into the
fucking You little son of a bitch. Right. Socialist cocksucker.
It's just not fair. It's not fair. We've got a guy starting World War III, and we're just all supposed to sit around, diddle our fingers, and say, okay, we'll wait till the midterms, okay, you know, whatever. We'll just sit here with our fucking thumb up our asses. Meanwhile, we're going to let what are we going to put on our tombstone? We let the world burn because we were being good little progressives following the rules. I don't know what we're supposed to do. Call Wakanda.
The... The Superfund. Pruitt has touted the agency's Superfund work as one of his key priorities, setting up a task force to seek to speed up the cleanup of the nation's worst contaminated sites, which we agree with.
Yes.
However, he's picking and choosing which sites.
Right.
Based on his white Buana buddies.
Yes. Years ago, I believe I heard this on NPR, that climate change and pollution and things of that nature will affect what portion of society first? And the most intensely. Does that make sense? Like poor people.
Well, of course.
Not rich fucknuts in Orange fucking County.
No, they move inland.
I've been to Orange County.
I've been to Orange County.
And I can't say, I don't know. They're all nice. I was about to say they're all douchebags, and it's true. They are. They're a bunch of douchebags down there.
There's a lot of douchebaggery going on in Orange County.
Fuck your environment, douchebags. You're rich.
A lot of white entitlement in Orange County.
You know the great thing? If you live in Orange County, you live in a nice big house, get that fucking central air. If the environment outside sucks, go inside and hang out in your great fucking house. And then we'll fix the environment of poor people. Right? I mean, that makes sense to me.
So there you go. Hugh Hewitt, conservative radio nut job.
God.
Apparently has his thumb up the pucker.
Ooh, yes.
Of the EPA administrator. Fuck. So much that he could call and say, like, hey, I live in Orange County. How about some of that super fun money here?
Right.
And who dirtied it? I want to know what evil corporation.
Right.
Polluted. And why aren't they on the hook?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why aren't they in jail?
Well, maybe God did it. You know, he works in real mysterious ways. Well, our EPA did it. Aren't they allowing higher levels of bullshit in our water? Aren't they taking away standards that will pollute the country?
Obama hated business. So he was, installing all these clean air and clean water initiatives.
You know, we're in such a weird fucking place, and I'm almost like, I think Obama should have put on whiteface to be president. Even after everybody knew he was black, maybe some of these dumb people would have forgotten. He had a whiteface.
Yeah, as Cornel West, he did.
Yeah. Somebody need, to fix this, somebody needs to give Cornel West, I don't know, give him an army, fix his shit, whatever. Hey, fix it. California secedes, hires the big scary army, fixes everything. Jerry Brown fixes everything.
Jerry Brown's going to be done.
What do you mean?
He's termed out as governor.
Well, that's... Who's going to win? Who's going to replace him? Somebody from our side.
Probably. There's the...
God, I hope.
I think his lieutenant governor there, I forget the guy's name, real liberal and kind of a dick, right? Exactly what we need.
Good. God. All the dicks are on the other side. China people.
Well, Schneiderman.
Oh, man. That's insane, dude. That's fucking nuts.
Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General of New York, resigned last night.
What's his problem, man? Is he just fucked up?
After Ronan Farrow, another one. More reporting.
Yeah. Woody Allen's kid, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't believe they're close.
Is that a real thing, or is that a rumor that he's Woody Allen's kid? Or do we know for sure he is?
Well, he's Woody Allen's kid. The rumor was that he's Frank Sinatra's kid.
Oh, I see. Oh, damn.
He's Woody Allen and Mia Farrow's kid, but there are rumors that the DNA that splashed into her came from Frank and not from Woody.
Okay. You know, when you try to Google Rowan Farrow, the Roadrunner comes up first on my computer for some fucking reason. God, I'm looking at pictures of him. That's Frank Sinatra's kid. That's Frank Sinatra's kid. Look at his face. Honestly, look at Woody Allen's face. And you tell me that came from Woody Allen. I don't mean to be a dick or anything. I mean, damn. I mean, he looks just like Frank fucking Sinatra, too, in some of these pictures. Jeez.
Eric Schneiderman, New York Attorney General, 3 hours after the, was it, was the man who published it first over Ronan Farrow over the New Yorker? Yeah. 3 hours after they published the article, he resigned.
Yes.
The investigation it says he was a public, Schneiderman was a public advocate for women, but was accused of repeatedly slapping and choking.
Yes.
Multiple women.
Good God. I'm sorry, not to put too fine a point on this, but Jesus Christ, I'm looking at I Googled Ronan Farrow in Frank Sinatra, and I found a three panel, Woody Allen, Frank Sinatra. It's not Woody Allen's kid. Okay. Enough said. Settled. We broke the news on crab diving.
No, we haven't.
We have, right, it's official. We have not. That we kid don't have a, came we from that guy's balls.
Swabbed anybody.
Okay, get out that kit. Start swabbing. He looks just like Frank Sinatra. Anyway.
They're opening criminal investigations also into the matter. Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York said that the women should have their day in court.
Right. God, do you think it's true? He hit him?
Two women, Michelle Manning Barish and Tanya Selvaratnam, told the New Yorker that Schneiderman had choked and slapped them.
Oh, God.
Leading them to seek medical treatment. A third woman who was not identified made similar accusations of non-consensual physical violence, while a fourth, who was not identified, but was described as an attorney.
Ooh, okay.
Who has held high positions in the New York legal sphere. She told the magazine that when she rejected one of Schneiderman's advances, he, quote, slapped her across the face.
Oh, my God.
With such force that it left a mark that lingered the next day. All four women have said that their physical abuse was not consensual. Huh. Now, his statement.
Yes.
Listen to this. This is his denial. And there's one sentence that leads me to believe that I believe the women anyway, but there's one sentence that he's not, it's not just a blanket denial. It's like, I deny everything. It's all bullshit. That's it. He said, quote, in the privacy of intimate relationships, I have engaged in role playing or other consensual sexual activity. Role play.
He's an actor.
I beat the shit out of them, but we were playing slave and master. Doesn't everybody?
I'm a regular actor in the sack. Just call me Morgan Freeman.
I have not assaulted anyone. I've never engaged in non-consensual sex, which is a line I would not cross. They didn't say, I don't think they said that he raped them. They said that he hit them. He physically abused them. So when he says, I never engaged in non-consensual sex, okay, well, maybe that's true.
Oh, my God.
Well, they said that two of the women said that he threatened to kill them if they broke up with him. He said to both of them, kind of like, I'm the law. I can have you followed. I can have you wiretapped and shit like that.
What a fucking monster, dude.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are these people? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Well, I mean, it shows you that entitlement,
right?
White, powerful entitlement,
yay,
crosses the party lines.
You think when Trump heard this, he was happy?
Don Jr. is being raked over the coals because he had multiple tweets crowing about this.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, wait a fucking second, asshole.
This is nothing to be happy about.
Your father's seed is all over the fucking place. And secondly, aren't you divorcing your wife because of you cheating, you fucking cum stain?
Yes, yes. I mean, we need to, this country is fucked up. I'm going to list some things off. I'm sorry, just indulge me. I'm going to list some things off that we shouldn't be happy about. Mass shootings. I want everybody to be on the same page. Those are bad, right? Because we're a fucking dumb country right now.
Yes.
Nazis. Horrible.
Nazis the are worst. Bad.
Bad. You know, and hitting women, that's bad. Right? hitting, that's bad.
Hitting anybody is bad.
Hitting anybody is bad. Okay.
Okay. And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did.
By the way, who said to him?
I don't know.
Hey, look at how great the Greeks were when they when they were all relaxed after a good hand job before the sword and shield battle.
The same people that told Ben fucking Carson that their pyramid is for grain. Discovery Channel at 2 a.m.
Where did that come
from? Dude, cable television.
I've never heard that one before, Ben Carson.
What, do you stay up at night at 2:15 a.m? You watching a Learning Channel or some weird fucking program on, you know, Nat Geo? See, that I guarantee you, these people stay up all night watching a bunch of bullshit on television. It's like, you know. He read a fucked up in-flight magazine, Ben Carson. He's like, oh, yeah, they put grain in the fucking pyramids. What do they store in the goddamn Statue of Liberty? Rice? I don't know.
So Eric Schneiderman, I think, needed to go. But a giant rousing fuck thee to any right-wing nut job that's claiming high ground about Eric Schneiderman.
Right.
Eric Schneiderman was gone within 3 hours of this story breaking. If he was a Republican, within 3 hours, he would have been offered a cabinet position.
He could have ran for something. Move to Alabama. Move to the country of Alabama. You could be in politics. You could be a judge. Difference,
yeah. And I even think, I mean, he needed to go. This guy needed to go. But I still think Franken didn't need to go from the Senate. I think he should have had his day in court, to speak. And it was different circumstances.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, I just think about Don Jr.'s the trophy hunter, right? Not Barracuda Face.
Both of them.
They did okay. It's just like, in a way, it kind of makes sense. Like, if you find joy in killing like a beautiful animal,
I don't get it.
In Africa, and to the point where you take a picture with it.
Yeah.
I could see how he would find joy in someone getting beaten if it benefits his cause. And these people are fucked up.
Like a giraffe.
I know.
A giraffe is a cow with a really long... That's it. It's a cow with a really long neck. How does it make your balls swell to kill a tree cow?
Because it's...
I don't understand that. I just don't understand it.
It makes you special, and you're why not take? I mean, if you're in Africa, you saw a giraffe. Wouldn't you want to take a picture with it? Normal people.
I would love to go on a photographic safari.
You don't want to shoot a bunch of shit.
Your cousin went on that one time. Sounded awesome.
What about the snakes?
I don't care about the snakes.
You don't. Okay.
But
all right. Well,
I mean, I don't.
What about that guy that got bit by America? The guy from America's Got Talent, that his talent was kissing a cobra and he got bit.
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
But I probably won't try to make out with a cobra.
Right. It takes one bad day at the office. You can be really good at that. One bad day wipes away everything.
Well, I could slip in the shower here. Get my head and be gone.
Oh, I'm just thinking about people that have been eaten to death by a pack of hyenas. You're like, oh, you know what? This is similar to slipping in the shower.
I'm sure a lot more people died slipping in the shower today than died from a pack of hyenas.
What?
Or a snake bite.
That matter? That is... That's...
I'm saying you can't live...
Illogical.
You can't live your life looking for the predator around the corner.
I agree with you.
Or down on the ground.
I agree with you. How would you rather go? Would you rather slip in the shower? Or would you rather a tiger? But you know how tigers kill people? It's similar to slipping in the shower.
Well,
they sneak up behind you. I don't know.
If I go quickly from the tiger,
right?
I'd rather provide a meal than have my bloated, naked corpse found hours or days later in the shower.
You know how you get eaten by a tiger? You know how they do it? You know? The tiger comes up behind you.
Well, I don't know what they flambé you. Maybe with a little tartar sauce?
They take their mouth, and they open your skull up with it, and then they suck out your fucking brains. That's how tigers kill humans.
Well, you're already dead. No, they get you by the neck, usually.
Oh, okay.
like they Siegfried and Roy you.
No, wait a second. Those tigers were domesticated. Sort of. Well, not really.
Define domesticated, yeah.
Oh, God. Fuck these trophy hunters. You guys are idiots.
Yeah, I don't get the trophy.
Killing everything. Yeah, I don't understand. Take a picture of the giraffe.
Hunting at all. Fuckheads. I know hunters. I know people that go deer hunting and shit. And they're like, oh, the deer population, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I still don't get it. If you need it. For subsistence. Then, okay, I don't, right. You know, if you're so poor that you need to go shooting.
You need to go to Africa to kill
the
a
Lord's
giraffe.
Beautiful creatures. No, I mean here. I mean, like you're out deer hunting or whatever.
Right.
Oh, that's different. But if you go to Walmart and buy your camos and you go hide up in a. I just don't get it. I don't get. Killing something as a thrill. Right. I just can't relate to that.
You go to somebody's house and you see a head sticking out of the wall of some animal. What's your first reaction? Mine is like, oh, that's fucked up.
I think it's pretty horrible. Yeah.
It's creepy. Or
dead marble eyes staring at you.
A picture of a live animal out in the wild walking around. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll look at it.
Right.
I'm going to look at that head on your wall and be like, God damn, you're fucked up. I'm judging you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think in this day and age you need to be.
I just watched Planet of the Apes too, you know.
You need to be out killing animals, right?
No. When animals get pissed.
Shit.
In that theme.
Right.
This is Dateline Somewhere the Fuck.
Dateline Somewhere the Fuck.
I don't know where this is. I guess I'll find out. I think this might be in India.
Oh, wee wee.
I believe it is in India.
You know, whenever you say India, I think about Trump making fun of the prime minister's voice.
Odie, yeah.
God, what a fucking load.
Probably does like an Apu voice.
Hilarious, Simpsons. Dickhead.
This goes to show that there's dumbasses everywhere.
Oh, okay.
One wonders if this man's last words were the Hindu equivalent of, hey, check this out.
Right.
A man stopped by the side of the road to take a selfie with an injured bear.
Oh, okay.
Didn't go well.
Right.
Got killed.
Injured? How was the bear injured?
I don't know. Because like it was passed out or something.
Just drunk?
The animal revived and mauled him to death.
You know that bear did? That bear's like, oh my God, I'm gonna pretend like I'm passed out drunk. I'm going to wait for some dickhead to take a selfie. I'm going to fuck his.
Prabhu Batara was returning from a wedding in Odisha,
right,
a state in eastern India, yes. Had exited his vehicle to go to the bathroom.
Right.
When he saw the animal and decided to take a photo with it.
God, dude, that's crazy.
His companions suggested he not do that.
Oh, my God.
They advised him to not do it.
Hey, don't do it, stupid.
Fuck you, basically, he said.
Right, of course.
The animal then chased him and fatally mauled him.
Oh, shit,
he died on the spot.
Right.
According to, Forest Ranger.
You got it. You can do
Danur
this.
Danur Jaya.
Nine.
Mohapatra.
Holy fuck. It's just like it sounds. It's spelled like it sounds.
D-H-A-N-U-R-J-A-Y-A. Danurjaya.
God, you can't afford to buy a vowel.
Mohapatra. M-O-H-A-P-A-T-R-A.
You guys over in that country are using up all the good vowels. Come on now.
Well, and get this. It says the dead man's fellow passengers used their mobile phones to video the incident rather than try to rescue him.
What are they going to do? I mean, what are you supposed to do? And I guess if you have a car, maybe you can try to chase the bear. It's a bear, you know. God, you're telling me they got bears in India? I didn't know that.
Wait a second.
They got bears and tigers.
Wait a second. Ugh,
God.
The victim's mutilated body was rescued from the bear after forest officials reached the spot and tranquilized the animal. Mohapatra said, quote, the bear is being treated for its injuries.
Oh, the bear turned his ankle eating somebody to death. Well, they put a
researchers
bandage around him.
Have found India has the highest rate of deaths linked to selfies.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Of the 120 between March 2014, September 2016, of 127 reported selfie deaths, 76 occurred in India.
Can you see if you like you're taking a selfie with a bear? Can you see in the frame the bear like coming towards you? And you're like, oh shit.
In 2015 alone, Indians taking selfies died while posing in front of oncoming trains, in a boat that tipped over at a picnic, right, on a cliff that gave way, and on the slippery edge of a canal. What a Japanese tourist trying to take a selfie fell down the steps at the Taj Mahal, suffering fatal injuries.
That's not funny. It's not funny. Oh, God.
These fucking selfies.
You really could get a selfie stick. Wouldn't this prevent that? A selfie stick?
Getting eaten by the bear? No.
I don't know. Well, we don't. Is there a study on it?
Maybe you could use the stick to beat the bear away. Or
no, I mean,
to kill yourself before the bear chews your colon out.
Right. That's how they do it too, right, bears? The tigers suck your brains out via your skull, and the bears are like,
I never heard that one.
You know what freaks them out? Eat out their colon first. Oh my God, it's hilarious.
Some great shit in here.
Is this a study about selfies and
what?
Well, they said India has the highest amount of selfies.
Selfie deaths. Yeah.
Is that linked to a study or anything? I'm just curious.
The Washington Post reported.
Come on, guys. I want to see the numbers.
Oh, well, yeah, here. A study by researchers from Carnegie Mellon University and the Indraprastha Institute of Information, Delhi.
Indraprastha. Go fuck yourself.
Delhi with an H, not like right, where you go buy a sandwich.
Okay.
So there you go. There's a brief when animals get pissed.
What do you think happens? You're taking a selfie with a cobra and you're on Instagram. You're like, oh shit, what filter do I use? Do I pop the contrast and
that's about it. Yeah.
Damn. Sad.
Sad. Meanwhile, Hawaii, good God, did you see the pictures? Some great footage of
this volcano bullshit.
Of God being mad at some queers in Hawaii.
Is that what's going on?
Well,
God's like,
talk to Pat Robertson and those guys.
There's some fucking going on in Hawaii. Shoot out some lava.
I understand there's some gay sex going on.
You know, these guys, I just want to ask them every once in a while, like, how? Explain it. Like, there must be, God must have some sort of math. He's like, okay, there's been 17,000 instances of dudes fucking each other in Honolulu. So now, how much volcano do they get for that?
What's the jizz to lava ratio?
Yeah.
You're saying?
Absolutely. There's got to be.
I don't know.
It's not arbitrary. Come on.
There's probably somebody's done the Christian math.
Right.
For every breach of the anal sphincter.
God's got a spreadsheet with formulas and stuff, a little PowerPoint.
Oh, you know, he farms it out to some
does
angels.
Does he really?
Sure.
God damn it.
He had
does
to take
God
a day
outsource?
Off after creating the universe and shit.
God's not even a job creator. Is God letting his jobs go overseas or wherever the fuck God is? Where
he's
is God?
He's giving angels jobs.
Oh, okay.
What else is going on? There is, we're keeping an eye on we won't know until this evening, everybody, about what's going on in West Virginia.
Yes.
As we watch the Republicans shit themselves.
I mean,
because
you know,
Don fucking Blankenship was surging in the polls at the end there.
What does that say about the voters?
Well, right.
It says bad shit about you guys. I'm sorry. We've got a lot of bad people in this country, evidenced by the number of votes Schittler got. I mean, I know Hillary won the popular vote, but damn, a lot of people
all those
voted for
Mexicans
him. Yeah.
In California voting for her.
Yeah, but like, that's not as bad as the live white Americans that voted for this dickhead. I mean, you guys are disgusting. If you voted for Donald Trump, you're fucking disgusting.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a tiny wee little nibble, a little
right.
taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
It's going to be so much fun spending all that Amazon money during the nuclear winter. or whatever fucking shit happens.
Do you want to hear the audio of Steve Ducey giving a blowjob to Ollie North?
Yeah. Can I ask a follow-up question to that India thing with the bear?
I don't know if I can answer it.
Well,
or is this rhetorical?
So you're telling me a group of friends are hanging out. One guy goes to fuck with a bear. They say, don't do it. The guy starts to get mauled, and then they take out their phones and film it.
Well, they probably were filming through the whole thing and continued to as he was eaten by the bear.
Why didn't they restrain the guy from letting them
go? Well, they were done with a wedding. They were probably all fucking drunk, or he was drunk, or I don't know what goes on in India at weddings.
If you're a friend of mine or whatever, and you know me, and we're all hanging out, and I actually like you, I am going to try to hold you back from going to fuck with the bear.
Prevent someone from the bear selfie?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I do the elliptical.
You wouldn't try to take the bear selfie yourself?
No. Come on. Do you think I would do that? No. My first thought is going to be, what's my first thought going to be? I see a sleeping bear. Let's get the fuck out of this motherfucker right fucking now. I don't fuck with that.
We'll be keeping an eye on what's going on with the West Virginia primary. There's also some primaries in a whole bunch of other states going on.
The guy that said China people in a political ad is winning. Yeah. China people.
Sam Cedar had a great point on his show. If they or anybody else would have made a parody of a Republican nut job,
it would have looked like that.
But played that music in the background and everything, they would have been accused of mocking the South, of you're making fun of the real people in the heartland.
Probably people thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit when you saw it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I if you would have showed it to me, and you would have said, God, look at this Saturday Night Live thing about West Virginia, I would have said it's hilarious. It wouldn't have crossed my mind that it's real. That a guy, even a racist fucking Republican from West Virginia, China people. The fuck?
Don Blankenship.
This is Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate. The establishment politicians are getting desperate and more hostile. They are calling me a bigot, a moron, a despicable character, and mentally ill. But even if all of this is true, I will do a better job than they have done.
What?
Even if all of this is true, if I'm despicable and a bigot, even if all that's true, I'll still do it. This is the ultimate fuck you.
He really is
Trumpier than Trump. He says, I'm Trumpier than Trump.
He's right.
I think he's right.
I mean, even if I am mentally ill. Even if I'm mentally ill, I'm a better
racist bigot moron. I'm still better. I'll still do a better job, even if that's true.
You think there's value in the fact that he is totally upfront about it? That you know.
You think they would have learned from their fuck you vote with this president?
Joe Manchin, if this guy runs against this guy, he's gonna make you look like I don't know, a big hippie.
Nations are getting desperate and more hostile. They are calling me a bigot, a moron, a despicable character, and mentally ill. But even if all this is true, I will do a better job than they have done. They have resorted to this childish name-calling because they don't want us to focus on the issues.
This is the best take. Let's all remember.
I'm saying the same thing.
This is the take where they were like, that's fucking perfect. Nailed it.
Does he have something going on with him that makes it tough to read or talk out loud or something? Because he sounds not...
He was the CEO of a mining corporation.
Yeah. He sounds like... He sounds not bright or something. Something
they have done.
Afoot.
They have resorted to this childish name-calling because they don't want us to focus on the issues.
God!
The issues are that we need more West Virginia jobs. We need to end the drug crisis. And we need an honest government. We do not need more child.
Is the transcript of this written anywhere? I would challenge you to read it and do it worse. I don't think it's possible to do this worse.
Well, yeah.
You're trying to suck
And the establishment politicians are getting desperate and more hostile. They're calling me a bigot, a moron, a despicable character, and mentally ill.
God damn it.
I think I put too much energy into
it. I'd be like, you're hired. Welcome to the cast.
We need more West Virginia jobs. We need to end the drug crisis. And we need an honest government. We do not need more childish behavior like you may have witnessed at the Fox debate. The fake news is also pretending to be offended by my use of the words China people. They seem not to realize that China is a country, not a race. The establishment has given millions of our jobs to China people. Wait. And left many.
He's tripling down.
It's not a race. It's a country.
It's a country. And this administration has given millions of jobs to China people.
What is his point, though? Like, if you're from a country, you like.
Well, you're an American person. There's American people. There's French people.
You're
these
a
are
Chinese
China people.
Person, but you're Chinese. Normal people
How
say
dare you?
Chinese!
Cuck.
Not to realize that China is a country, not a race. The establishment has given millions of our jobs to China people and left many West Virginia people to fend for themselves. Send me to the Senate, and I will represent West Virginia people, not China people.
Because there are hordes of China people running through the mines of West Virginia that took your
yes.
jobs.
And by the way, dude, people that live in West Virginia, you caused their deaths because of your negligence, right?
29 of them.
And
yes.
you went to jail for it.
Yes.
Okay, well, God. China people.
Oh, God. You know,
China people.
If it wasn't.
Go take a selfie with a bear.
If it was just West Virginia, you know, it'd be kind of funny as fuck. But this
yeah,
is...
It's the country.
I mean, he'll be running for president next.
China people. Well, yeah, yeah. Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert is on the level of this guy, right?
Yeah.
Right? I get massages. I get jack-offs by Roman soldiers before battle. China people. It's the same idiot.
Everybody's stupid. People say, what about the Greeks?
What about the Greeks? They jack each other off all the time.
So Louis Gohmert says, I don't think that there should be queers in the military. I don't think that they should be able to do that. And someone says to him, what about the Greeks?
What the fuck?
They ran into battle with cum dripping off of them.
It's a classic case of whataboutitis, right? It's whataboutitis.
It's so ridiculous.
How do we...
Well, it's a lie. Nobody says to him, what about the Greeks, as an argument to why there should be gays in the military. Nobody went up to him and said,
yes.
They used to go up to each other and give each other massages before every battle.
You are right. But yes, someone said that to him, and that someone
Nobody
is
said
the
it.
Discovery Channel. I swear to fucking God, he got it off the Discovery Channel. These idiots sit up at night eating. I don't know what they eat. Graham crackers, fucking bullshit. In the middle of the night, they're watching Discovery Channel. Some dickhead. What's that guy what's it? Bill, what's his face? Who narrates everything. He used to narrate everything.
Bill Curtis.
Bill Curtis is like, well, you know, back in the days of the ancient Greeks. People used to get many.
While their swords were being sharpened, their other swords were being buried.
They would ejaculate into
each other, yeah.
You know, and they'd be relaxed for battle. I'm Bill Curtis. I mean, yeah, I don't know where else this would come from.
Somebody was doing some research on Greek homosexuality, and I think his name is Gohmert.
But when he says they would come along, I don't mean to make this show about that clip, because I will say the Louis Gohmert clip is the most amazing thing we've ever played on this show. No,
it's
it
up
is.
There. It's
it
up
is,
there.
Because when I play it for people, I played this for people before on road trips and shit. They've never heard this clip, and they don't understand it. They think it's fake. And it's not.
It's not.
He says, well, you know, in the Greek, and he's like, someone would come along down a road and jack you off. Who did this? What was there? How did you draw this lot in life? I am the public jacker offer of sorts.
But his argument isn't that it hurt the Greeks. His argument is that warfare is different now. So you can't have pink eye. It's more important.
So now, let's say when we're in World War III,
yeah.
And it's us and whoever decides they want to, you know, stand with us and Luxembourg versus
Right now, us Iran, in Israel, yeah.
Iran and, okay, yeah. Iran and Russia's fighting us in Israel. Nobody's jacking anybody off. Or are they?
Not if Louis's in charge.
He's against that?
He's against gays in the military. His whole point is that he's presented with the, well, what about the Greeks? They were great soldiers.
Yeah, because they got jacked off.
Despite, or the fact that they got jacked off, apparently.
See. Okay.
And his point is that everything's changed now.
Right.
It's different kind of warfare.
Damn. It's a different kind of warfare. We got to get past this. It's just tough. Bizarre.
Congratulations, West Virginia, by the way, on a bang-up candidate you've got there. And if he wins... That's going to be spectacular, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joe Manchin is like, Joe Manchin probably donated to the blanket ship for Senate campaign because Joe Manchin, this will be a
you don't think that's
big old
dangerous?
Sigh of relief. Now, it's his better chance.
I listen, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to believe in shit like that. November 2016, I'm in an Uber with two women. And yeah. I sat there with my penis and said, they said, oh, we're worried Trump's going to win. I was like, that's crazy. This is going to be over by 6 p.m. Hillary will be president. And you know, and there I was. I'm sitting there like a dumbass. You
that
know?
Didn't go well.
And I was wrong as
that
fuck.
That didn't age well. Yeah.
I was wrong.
Well, everybody was. The odds were extraordinarily low that he would win from the data that everyone had.
I want to find that Lyft driver and apologize for my stupidity.
Let's see what else is going on. We got a few more minutes or about a half hour left here at the big show today. Back tomorrow, hump day, same bat time, same bat channel, everybody.
Right, right. I wonder how many never mind, how many jacker offers this guy would do. It's a big battle. You gotta do it once.
What do you mean, everybody? You mean there were designated jerkers that they would send around to...
Someone would come along and jack them off, is the story we were told by Louis Gomes.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along.
Hold on a second. Look at the Greeks, period. Well, in that moment, in between, look at the Greeks. And he says, well, he makes a decision to go into the jack-off thing.
And, well, what's popping into his mind but oiled up Greek soldiers, like 300 rolling around?
I honestly think he's like, I can't believe I'm going to go into this, but I'm actually going to say this right now.
Oh,
in that moment.
Lights in. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so he's like, oh, he's boy, thrilled. This is a chance for me to tell that story about the Greeks jacking people off.
Louis Gohmert, the representative of, I think, the first district, maybe, in Texas.
Is there any other news? There probably is, right?
I believe there's other stuff I could probably
maybe
do.
Go on to the next. I'm going to have to tell you to move on because I'm going to talk about this as long as...
The Louis Gohmert thing?
I could talk about this for the next 2 hours. I don't care. I love it. Or we can talk about that fucking guy with the selfie with the bear. I can't. What a fucking idiot. God, and it was a wedding?
On their way back from a wedding.
Fucking dickhead. So guess what that idiot turned that wedding into? The time our friend
came to... the wedding's over with, but...
Dude, the time our friend, they saw me get married, and he tried to take a selfie with a bear, and it killed him. Our friend, during the wedding, got killed by a motherfucking bear. That sucks.
Well, yeah.
That's their wedding.
I mean, it's not like in the background in the wedding photos that he's... limbs flying up in the air. It was on the way home.
Fucking please. That's the time. Oh, me and so-and-so got married. Oh, when Bill got mauled to death by a bear. Okay. That's
on
it.
On the way home from the wedding.
It doesn't fucking matter. Come on. They got filmed. They filmed it!
I've had people say to me, there's Greeks and they have these massages before they go out to battle.
Yeah, you know, instead of taking a selfie with that bear, you should have jacked him off, calmed him down a little bit. Maybe he wouldn't have mauled you to death.
Or would have mauled you worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. You're right. You gotta finish that bear off before he kills me. That might be a two-hander.
Did you see the Seth Meyers thing that Seth Meyers is saying that Donald Trump.
Right. I put that story up.
What a sad, tiny little man he is. Politico again. Michael Cohen.
Yes.
Once tried to negotiate an appearance by Donald Trump on Seth Meyers' show.
Right.
This is just a few months before he launched his official campaign, before the
right.
ride down the escalator.
Launch.
He invited Trump after running into him at the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special. But they're saying that he tried to Michael Cohen.
Yes,
said
he tried to jack Seth Meyers off.
That
no,
they said that they that Trump would only appear if Seth Meyers publicly apologized for the jokes from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I think Seth Meyers was the host of the famous one where Obama.
I listened to that.
Where Obama shit on Donald Trump.
So,
allegedly set off is the reason why we are out of the Iran deal right now, because that, in Trump's mind, uppity N-word
right.
had the audacity to humiliate him on national television.
Do you think we would be safe for Donald Trump if Obama just would have admitted he's from Kenya? He just would have said, listen, Joe Arpaio's right. His crack team figured it out. I'm from Kenya. I mean, it's all true. Every story about me is true. Even the one, remember the story about Obama, about how he used to suck dick as a prostitute to pay for his books in college? That's true too, right? And Michelle Obama has a dick.
Trump started out receptive to appearing on Late Night, but the conversation ended once Meyers refused a demand that Cohen had relayed that was non-negotiable to Trump. Meyers had to go on air and publicly apologize for making fun of Trump at the Correspondents' Dinner 4 years earlier.
Oh, my God. What a petty little fucking asshole.
Little snowflake. What a sad, tiny, pathetic little baby.
By the way, thank you, Maud Gon. She tweeted us out a couple of Greek people jacking each other. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Go to @crabdiving.
I would say follow us on the Twitter, but you may not want to today.
No, go see that.
It said back then, Meyers never thought Trump would actually go through with a presidential campaign.
Yeah.
At the Correspondents' Dinner, one of his jokes said, Trump has been saying he'll run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
That's not horrible. Listen, that's a standard roast joke. That's not even that bad, Donald.
So there you go. Trump sadly refused to go on even before he was president.
Yeah.
Because Seth Meyers,
God,
he insulted me on the Correspondents' Dinner. I want an apology.
Man, I listened to, I was driving with my mom on a little road trip, and we listened to Obama's Correspondents' Dinner speech where he took some shots at Donald.
Oh, he shredded Donald.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Obama was so good, man. That guy has timing.
And Trump sat there stone-faced.
Yeah.
Totally stone-faced.
Obama sat there and he would do his jokes and he would wait like a fucking pro for his fucking laugh, and he got his fucking laughs every fucking time.
Somebody probably told him.
Yeah.
The perfect point to start the next joke.
Right.
And because he was a smart guy and listened.
Maybe he's just good at it. You know, maybe he's just natural.
Maybe he's Obama's good fucking timing. Yes. Start doing stand-up now?
He does stand-up. He did stand-up at that Correspondents' Dinner. That's funny.
I've got a story. Yeah. Well, let's just do this.
Right.
I won't be able to save this till Friday. Jim Baker.
Faithless Friday.
Got a Jim Baker clip.
Oh, shit.
This is, well, let's just get right into it. This is Jim Baker talking to, I don't know who this guy is,
yes.
But a guest, they say right-wing commentator Larry Tomczak.
Okay.
Is the guest. I don't know anything else about him.
Well, I mean, let's take it. I mean, is he a douche? He's probably a big douche, right?
One would assume.
Okay.
He's a right-wing commentator.
Right.
Oh, he's got a book, apparently, because at the bottom of the screen it says, Bullseye Offer, Bullseye Book and Divine Appointments Book by Larry Tomczak. $25 donation.
25 bucks for a fucking book.
Two books.
What is it?
You get the Bullseye Book and Ooh. The Divine Appointments Book.
Is that like a...
I don't know what the
like
fuck.
Like a calendar book, or is it like a book about Jesus and all that kind of shit? Can we put, if I was the president, I would pass an executive order. No more books about Jesus. Sorry, we have enough.
Can't
go fuck
that.
Yourself. Oh, I absolutely can.
Here is Jim Baker.
Boo.
Lori seated by his side.
Pilled up.
And they're talking to this guy, Mike.
Go fuck
Tomczak.
Yourself. Right.
Larry Tomczak about the horrible, evil people opposing President Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
Many in America are trying to destroy our president.
Yes.
It's scary. I know more than I can ever say on television. And I know this.
What do you know?
Bullshit. Bullshit,
oh, God.
By the way. Bullshit. What state secrets is this fraud privy to?
We don't know, though. We don't know. We do know that Donald Trump calls people.
No. He's even said that, remember, he's on the B team.
Right.
Because he said, we've gone to the White House, and remember they showed the pictures on his show, and Trump wasn't in fucking one of them. It was just, they brought in some preachers, gave him the tour, and that was it.
Jim, are you saying Jim Baker's on the junior varsity?
Yeah, he's the JV team.
Okay.
But I can't tell you. I can't tell you what I know.
Oh,
they'll have
fuck
to kill
you.
Me. I'll be thrown into a black van with a hood over my head.
Oh, you'd love it.
Or
again,
than I can ever say on television. And I know this. It's beyond diabolical what's going on in our country. Our country is truly divided. Mm-hmm. Could you explain any of that to us? I know you do in the book. I know you talk a lot about the bullseyes. The president has a bullseye on his back.
Yeah.
Becoming an informed influencer in today's changing culture is the title of this guy's book.
What in the fucking fuck does that fucking mean?
An influencer.
Oh, okay.
Influence people.
Like you got a lot of followers on Yelp or something.
Yeah.
I'm a Yelper.
Do in the book. I know you talk a lot about the bullseyes. The president has a bullseye on his back.
Yeah.
And if they could kill him, I wouldn't believe. I would. If somebody told me there was 1,000 people trying to kill the president, I would believe that. I would believe 1,000,000.
Wow, that was a serious rope, guys. Listen, Jim, try not to get any of that in the powdered fucking soup.
If somebody told me there's 1,000,000 people trying to kill Trump, I would believe it.
Squirt. Squirt, squirt. How stupid.
I wouldn't believe, if somebody told me there was 1,000 people trying to kill the president, I would believe that. I would believe 1,000,000. Because I've never seen such hatred.
That's great.
Except
for the black guy.
Right. Come on.
I've never seen such hatred.
Listen to what happened. Listen to what Donald Trump did today. He said if you're fleeing political persecution, some sort of whatever, you come to this country with your kids, we're going to arrest you, and we're going to take your kids from you.
We're going to persecute you.
But Trump's the one with the target on his back.
Excuse me, prosecute.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, and persecute. God, fuck these guys.
Because I've never seen such hatred for a human being. But yet, our country is actually doing better. And there's hope that we may even stop abortion. And I know we're in.
What is Lori doing right now? Describe it. Is her eyes?
I think she's
glazed?
Nodded off, but I'm waiting to see for sure. She's looking nodding. Down right now.
And I know we're in the last days, and so to tell people it's just okay and everything's fine. Everything is not fine.
Right. You have. I really think she's taking a nap. Like her eyes are closed, and she's sitting next to him. Listen, I think she's nodding off a little bit.
It's another fucking evangelical telling me that the end times are nigh.
Well, yeah, and you better buy a bucket of food.
Off. I'm so fucking tired.
And a condo in Branson.
Yes. Yeah. If we're about to embark on end times, why am I buying a timeshare at your goddamn development?
He said the other day that NASA told him that's the safest place in the country.
No, the safest place in the country is if you've accepted white Aryan Nazi Jesus into your fucking life, end times happen, don't you get sucked up into heaven? Isn't that the deal? What do I need to buy your Branson fucking house?
Well, I don't know. Maybe only Branson people are getting sucked up into heaven.
Who is straight white Nazi fucking Jesus saving? Who? Who?
These people.
Oh, okay.
Last days and sort of. To tell people it's just okay and everything's fine. Everything is not fine.
You have forces, George Soros and other individuals in this country.
Drink,
and there's power.
Drink.
Has George Soros ever been to jail for defrauding people?
I don't know.
Probably not.
There are individuals in this country, and there's powers and principalities that are at work in the heavenly places, Ephesians 6 tells us.
Oh boy.
And they are endeavoring to dismantle the foundations of this country, to replace this nation as it was established, and make it like we've seen in many European countries today. Mm-hmm. No standards, whatever, darkness is light, good is evil. Who are you to tell me that I can't?
What? Where? Show me this place in Europe where darkness is light and good is evil.
Darkness is light, good is evil. In Europe? Everywhere. I don't know. What? Why is everything so bad in Europe? Everything's bad in Europe. Everything's bad in brown countries. The only place where things are good is Branson.
You've been to Europe?
Yes.
It seems so awful there?
What is it again that's happening? Day is night.
And good is evil, day is night.
Well, I don't know. I will say this. When we were in Amsterdam, I might have had a muffin at a coffee shop, and I might have been confused as if it was day or night. It didn't feel
right.
Evil. I felt different. I don't know.
Trying to remain reverent in front of the Anne Frank house.
Yeah. We're just,
stoned off.
Hyperbole.
No standards. Whatever. Darkness is light. Good is evil. Who are you to tell me that I can't do this? And this is political forces. We saw in a previous administration.
God.
Think of this. The White House was lit up celebrating the establishment of gay marriage.
Oh my God. They sullied the White House with a rainbow.
Listen to the tone of this guy and this guy's voice. It's so condescending. You evangelicals, are you children? Are you little babies?
Yes.
Are you just letting this guy vomit bullshit into your mouth?
Was lit up celebrating the establishment of gay marriage in America. And it was a day of celebration. And the president, and then he's following it up, the president going to Planned Parenthood and saying, God bless you. It's like, how could this happen in America? This is insanity. I think in this last election, though, God moved on the hearts of his people. And I've been a 40-year member of Intercessors for America. Mm. And people prayed.
The what?
And they cried.
The Intercessors for America. Apparently it's a magic spell group.
Ooh, okay.
Where they get together and pray for the deaths of everybody they hate. Just like Jesus would want.
Do they also jack each other off like the Greeks did back in the day?
Magically.
Before a battle, somebody would come along.
Through prayer, they jerk each other. It's a jerk circle. It's a prayer jerk circle.
I'm... Hey, evangelicals, if you're listening to Crab Diving, I'm tired of all your bullshit terms.
I don't think they are, but sure.
You know, aren't you tired of their stupid terms? I'm an intercessor. What does that thing the Catholics say about the fucking...
It's like a warlock. They have all their magic flesh. Terms like everybody does.
Transubstantiation, I'm an intercessor.
So his people, and I've been a 40-year member of Intercessors for America, and people prayed, and they cried out, God, whoever, whatever it's going to take, but please have mercy on America. And I believe we've had a pause. And I believe with President Donald Trump, and I'm a close friend of Steve Strang. His book, God and Trump, is excellent.
Who the fuck is that?
Is he a Christian? Is he not?
I'm a close friend of Steve Strang,
God and Donald Trump.
Steve Dickhead. God, listen, I'm not a lunatic. I know there's no God. I get it. But let's just say for a second there is. Dear Lord, I pray to you, oh Heavenly Father, please let this guy burn in hell. And when he dies, realize that there's a heaven. I hope he has a realization that there's a heaven, but he's not going to go. That would be hilarious to me. Right? I mean, oh my God. Imagine Jim Baker burning in hell. He'd be like, oh man.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
I agree with him. Hey, I'm sitting around all day out in the hot sun getting jacked off.
It's a different kind of war.
I am not ready to battle gladiators right now. I've had 18 jack-offs.
No, apparently the gladiators were ready.
I need some electrolytes. Because
it's different now.
I've been jacked off 27 times. I need some Gatorade. Where I can fight in a battle.
Look at the fruit of this man in office. Some of the stuff 15 years ago that lady said and all that stuff. I'm talking, look at the...
Who cares? In other words, we don't care about all the porn stars and the hookers and all the cheating and the adultery and everything.
But what about the civil case where it was alleged he tied a girl up to a bed and beat her and raped her? Evangelicals. Do you care about that?
Those are lies.
Oh, okay.
Satan spun those lies.
Yeah. Not some of the stuff 15 years ago that lady said and all that stuff.
I'm talking,
look at the fruit. You say, but Larry, he's brash. Yeah, he is. He's a New York guy. Yeah, he's a businessman. But I look at the policies, the judges that are being put in. I look at Jerusalem being established there. Finally, I look at the Supreme Court justice.
Hey, one second. The guys that work on this show, they're like, hey, dickhead, quit ejaculating. We're going to shut the Supreme Court
Justice Gorsuch put on the court. I see people like Ben Carson and Mike Pence.
You don't think they're using an empty bucket to splooge in?
What?
Yeah. I mean, pass me the cum bucket. I'm going to talk about Trump.
I want to take this guy's side. Tell me one good thing Ben Carson's done for HUD. One good thing, dickhead.
But he's urban.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I see people like Ben Carson and Mike Pence others that are there working in the Heritage Foundation. We're given a reprieve, and it's our time.
We are given a reprieve, and it's our time.
It's always been your time, you fuck. You're Jesus dickheads on the fucking money. Fuck you, it's our time. It's always your time.
So Jim Baker would believe that a million people are out to kill Trump. And this other asshole is, again, this imagery that Trump is issued forth from the loins of the Lord.
Why would, if God is all powerful and shit, why would his likeness be Donald Trump? I'm serious. I know he's 6'3 and 240 pounds. He's in the same shape as Mike Trout, the best baseball player on the planet. Sure. God.
It says Europe and Iran are pledging to uphold the pact without the United States.
Yay, great. Cool.
There we go.
There's some little weird op-ed. I forget where it was. It's like America's like a weird fucked up country now. We're a weird little odd country.
Like a banana republic.
Yeah. We got shit tons of bananas. They're all up our asses.
And losing our stature in the rest of the world.
Who even wants to invite this? Who would want to invite Donald Trump to dinner?
I wouldn't. I don't want to hang out with Trump.
John McCain's going to be dead, and he doesn't want the guy around his dead body.
Yeah.
He's going to be dead at the funeral. He doesn't want Donald Trump.
Let's see. I think we got to get going here.
Okay.
There was a story I talked about yesterday, but we never got to, just really quickly.
Yes.
Just to show what shit humans are on the other side. There's a woman in New York who is being harassed because her name is Emma Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
And she's been doxxed.
What?
She's been there. They took her pictures and said, obviously, she's had plastic surgery and shaved her head.
But Emma Gonzalez has got to be a common name.
Some guy showed up at her work.
The
non-activist Emma Gonzalez, the Parkland High School student. And this guy showed up and took her picture and everything and said, oh, wow, you are real. And she asked him what was going on. And he said he is a conspiracy investigator.
Boy, that's
he's like that
up.
Asshole that went to Comet Ping Pong.
Right. Great. All these nutballs are emboldened by our fucked up president. Our rapey, racist, daughter-lusting, incestuous commander and fucking chief.
And fired up by fucking Alex Jones
and
those assholes.
Oh, yes.
Crisis actors.
They're making these fucking lunatics feel like they're a victim being taken over by the deep state.
Yep.
So stupid.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow at the usual time. And though, don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. Thanks for all the reviews, etc., and sharing us. We appreciate and love you long time.
Massage.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where he went. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're out of here. Have a great evening, everybody.
Black Lives Matter.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.